Welcome back. How are you, Bill?
Good, Nick. How are you doing? It's a beautiful kind of snowy day out there. A lot of hoar frost.
Yeah, it started a little earlier this morning. Mayor, it looked like big cotton balls coming out of the sky when I was coming in this morning. But yeah, it's moved off to the east here. Wanted to talk about the city council meeting. Is it getting difficult to get together now with the coronavirus? How are you able to get together with the council, Bill?
Yeah, this was a big deal. We, for the first time, met by video conference, and we've never done that before. We've toyed with that. We thought about ways to do it, but there are important constitutional and state statutory rules that require that the public be able to observe. And,
sure.
And I think the way we did it satisfied all of that. But unusual times require unusual measures. And I was skeptical, to be honest. Computers and I don't always get along.
Sure.
But this turned out just great. So I think we'll continue to do that through this crisis.
We've got 57 cases here in Montana, Yellowstone County with 8. We are up for the state total, up from 7. Looks like we're going to keep the schools closed and a lot of businesses out there, making it rough and a lot of isolation as we continue, well, here around the country and it looks like around the world, Mayor.
Yeah, it's important that people just stay home. Do everything you can at home and only go out when you have to. If people don't have contact with people, this virus can't spread. It's just that simple. It only lives for a certain amount of time, and so it'll die, but as long as it has a host, it will continue to prosper. It's very infectious, and it's a lot more deadly than the flu, about 10 times so. So even if you think you're invulnerable, people around you aren't, and the mortality rate for people over 70, I heard last night, is about 15%. Which is very substantial. So keep other people safe. Stay home, wash your hands, do all those things you're being told to do.
You know, Mayor,
don't buy too much toilet paper. Leave some for the rest of us.
That's right. That's right. There's no need to hoard. No doubt about that. That is a problem. We're seeing that across the country. We can still support our local businesses, though, Bill. Delivery, I know a lot of businesses has went to that. There's some great websites people can go to. There's still some ways we can try to keep these employees in their jobs.
Absolutely, and that's one of the best way. We ate takeout last night. There's still ways to patronize businesses that are open and working from home. Do everything you can, and when this is all over, we need to all get back to normal and support those local businesses.
Yeah, Bill, talk about the pressure on the nonprofits, not just for Billings, but Yellowstone County. Always so generous. We've got so many of them, from veterans groups to the homeless to the elderly and more. They're being impacted by this as well. People need to remember.
Absolutely, and nobody knows that more than I do, because I get to attend a lot of those during the course of the week. Sometimes I'll go to several fundraisers, and of course those are all canceled, and those play a big part of the budget for many, many of the nonprofits. But there's no reason people can't still send them a check. They need your help. They're doing what they can to cut back on their expenses. But some of these organizations that take care of the less fortunate and the homeless and lots of other organizations, their ministry, so to speak, hasn't stopped. They've continued to provide for our community, but we've got to help them out.
All right, Billings Mayor Bill Cole for a few more minutes. Talking about the schools being closed, it looks like they're sending a lot of the kids, as many as they can, off campuses at the area state colleges, it looks like, with the schools closed. What have you heard from that aspect? How the video conferencing might be doing, or how to the indirect teaching or through the internet, through classes and that? Have you heard anything from the school district or the superintendent?
You know, not directly.
Okay.
But again, the technology is there. I know my wife, who was a teacher at MSUB, she continues to conduct all of her classes by video conference, and the attendance is good, and it seems to be working out very well in that case. So we're fortunate to have this kind of technology. You know, even if you go back 10 or 15, certainly 20 years ago, none of that would have been there. So it's one of those advantages of the day in which we live.
You bet. And what are you hearing from the medical community? I know we're kind of bracing. I know this is an important week. for this virus. I think next week will be as well, the next couple of weeks, kind of waiting for the peak on that. What have you heard from the medical community? I know that they're really bracing for something probably more impactful than we've seen in decades, if not maybe 100 years.
They are, and they're still predicting that these numbers will continue to increase. That's what we've seen in other communities. I was at a press conference with the chief medical officer of the Billings Clinic, the chief medical officer of the of St. Vincent at the end of last week, and they are saying it'll get worse before it gets better. But again, the key is that social separation so that the virus doesn't have a host. In other communities that did not get on it, we saw consistent increases of about 30% to 40% each day. And so that means you get this exponential curve that starts going almost straight up. And that's what scientists are saying, that we need to bend that curve back down so the rate of increase flattens out. And we haven't seen that yet. We're still in that upward slope. And that creates the chance for more and more transmission. But hopefully they'll be able to do testing. Hopefully people will be better about staying away from each other. One of the problem with these statistics is the numbers are all based on old tests. Sometimes it takes as much as 5 or 6 days to get results back. And so the scientists are looking backwards at what the situation was about 5 days ago. They don't always know what the situation is today. So hopefully that will improve, but there's no doubt that there's a very serious risk in communities that did not social distance, like in New Orleans, certainly in Italy. The numbers have been very, very scary. We, on the other hand, have been given the gift of time. We're at this at the we knew what was coming, and so I think people in Montana maybe have been better. We just have good distance. One of the advantages of living in the high plains. So I'm still optimistic, but we're going to have to hunker down here for at least a couple weeks.
Bill, appreciate the extra time. We need to stay smart and stay vigilant, and this is changing day by day. So if we talk to you, it looks like we'll be into April the next time we get together, maybe if not sooner, if things change. All right, Mayor?
That's great. And Nick, thank you for what you're doing just to keep everybody informed. It's really important. So thank you for all you do.
Happy to do it. It's my job. Thank you, Mayor. Take care. My best to you and Ann. We'll speak with you next week.